In this segment of our regatta interviews, I spoke with Tom Clark from Oneonta. Tom is a 2100 Mile Club member and holds the record for most consecutive regatta finishes. Here's my conversation with Tom.
There are a lot of people that participate in this canoe regatta and have done it many, many times, but there aren't as many people that have done it 34 times and 34 times in a row. What drives you?
I don't know. I guess I enjoy the challenge, and sometimes it's my partners, too, that are trying to make a milestone, like 10 years or something, and so that keeps us going, too.
What got you interested in doing the General Clinton all those years ago?
I guess, you know, back when I was a kid, probably just canoeing on a lake, on Crumhorn Lake with my uncle, and like canoeing, and just watching it, I guess, when I was a kid.
What year was it that you started?
The first 70-miler I did was 1975. From the 2 years before that, I paddled for 2 years of youth race.
It's pretty amazing that you've been able to avoid sickness or any kind of injuries to be able to do this 70-miler 34 times in a row.
Yeah, I guess that's just luck.
How many partners have you had over the years?
Oh, it's hard to remember. I think maybe 8 or 9, something like that.
For 34 times, that's not that many partners.
No, no, not really.
This year you're doing it with Doug. Is that your brother?
Yes.
And how many years, how many times has Doug done it, do you know?
I think this is his 12th.
Who pits for you every year?
My wife.
So she knows that Memorial Day weekend, this is what happened.
Yes, yeah, sometimes she's not always happy about it, but yes, that's what she does.
Has there been a year over all these years that you just thought, you know, maybe this year I won't do it?
No, I don't think so.
What's the appeal to keep doing this every year?
Well, I guess just the challenge of the race every year. You know, every year is a little bit different depending on the height of the water, you know, how hot or cold it might be, if it's raining or sunny. So every year is a little bit different, and I guess it's just the challenge of doing it, and also a little bit of the camaraderie with some of the other guys that have been doing it for a long time. Jim Jordan comes to mind. He's always been like 1 year behind me, I think, and I know him pretty well. So, you know, that's some of it's that, I guess.
Well, you're only 51 years old, Tom, and so do you see yourself doing this for, you know, another 15 years?
Well, I don't know. I can see myself doing it anyways into the foreseeable future. I mean, I don't have any plans of quitting, but whether it's 5 more years or 15 more years, I don't know if I could put a number on it.
Doing it 34 times in a row, when was it, did you get at some point that you started saying, you know, I've got something going here, I want to keep this up just to see how many times I can do it in a row?
Well, I think it was my 20th year. I think somebody from the newspaper might have contacted me and asked me about it, and I never even gave it a thought that, you know, it was 20 years in a row. I mean, I knew I did it every year, but I just never even thought about it.
How did you feel when you hit the 2100-mile club? I mean, 30 times.
It was definitely an accomplishment, but I don't think of it that, you know, it's not that big of a deal, I don't think personally, only because it's also not what you put into it, and I don't really, you know, I'm competitive, but I'm not one of the top guys in my class by any means, and there's a lot of guys out there that work a lot harder than I do at it that have less years. So, I mean, it's a nice accomplishment, but in the big scheme of things and paddling that race, it's just that I just finish it every year. You know, there's guys that are in the top couple places in their class every year, you know, not just Serge Corbin classes that, you know, you don't always hear about. So, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal, really.
What class do you paddle?
First 9 years I paddled in the competition cruising, they called it then, I think, or amateur racing. And then I switched to aluminum class, and I did that for 25 years. And then just this year, I bought a new canoe, and we're going to be in the stock class.
You just said something that was pretty much the exact opposite of what people do in this sport. They usually start with the aluminums, and they move to the Kevlar Comp Cruisers.
Yeah.
Why did you go from a lighter, sleeker canoe to a heavier, harder canoe to paddle?
Well, part of it was that my racing canoe was in need of replacement, and then I changed partners, and the guy I started paddling with, Dwayne Green, had always paddled in the aluminum class, and he had an aluminum canoe, so it was just one of those things.
I think it is a great accomplishment. You should be proud of what you've been able to do all these years, and we wish you many more years out on the Susquehanna River.
Well, thank you.
We wish Tom the best of luck on completing his 35th 70-miler today. You can see Tom and his partner Doug Clark along the river in canoe E8 in the men's NIMCRA stock division. For Regatta Coverage 2009, I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO.